When you choose the wind speed to include in your warning, as hard as it is, be intentional about your choice. The severe thunderstorm impact-based warnings are keyed to thresholds of wind speed from base to considerable to destructive. Many municipalities also use straight-line wind speed thresholds to activate their outdoor warning sirens. You should be aware of these in your area, especially for the major population centers. As with hail, there can be a tendency to underplay higher magnitude events in our warnings, a bias toward the lower end defaults of quarters and 60. When you have the environmental, radar, and/or observational indicators for higher wind speeds, use those to add confidence to warnings with speeds higher than the default. After all, we are forecasting the maximum wind gust, just as we are forecasting the largest hail size. Finally, beware of false precision. We are rarely able to do better than intervals of about 10 miles per hour for thresholds in our warnings and messaging, given the limitations of radar and even observational data in detecting maximum wind speeds.